All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Octagon 42, and that goes down on April the 29th. A very intriguing strawweight fight going down. We've got Isabella de Padua getting out there and testing skills with Katharina de Lista, and happy to have Katharina on the show. How's your day going so far there?
Yeah, it's all good, so I'm really motivated for the fight, and the preparation is going well, so I'm ready to fight next week.
Yeah, for sure, and I'm kind of wondering, I mean, it would seem like you've had like a lengthy history with this gym. Are you still training with MMA Spirit ahead of this one?
Yes, right. I started there with my career, and I'm still in the gym.
Yeah, and that must be so gratifying because, I mean, you've had a great career for a while, but it seems like you've really found yourself within, you know, the Octagon kind of fold and stuff like that, just getting a victory over, you know, Mallory Martin to kind of, you know, make some ripple effects and stuff like that. And then your victory last time out over a very experienced Muay Thai and, you know, kickboxer and Monica Choklikova. So have you really found that within Octagon? Like, have you been finding that certain level of traction, because it seems like you've had great success so far?
So in the last years I didn't change so much, so I guess it's just the result of years of training. So I started more or less late with the sport, and it was like I felt the improvement from fight to fight, but then I had, I guess in 2022, I had a long period without a fight, so from end of December until October, and maybe that was a good choice for me to just focus on training and work things out and getting a little bit more easy on the mat, and yeah, now it's really working well.
That's kind of interesting. Like, you talk about getting into the sport a bit later, and I was noticing your background is that of being a judo black belt. Like, what, I guess, inspired the transition into, you know, mixed martial arts? Like, you talk about getting into it a bit later. Like, what prompted you to, you know, kind of go that route?
Yeah, actually, I was starting judo when I was 5 years old, but the decision to do MMA was really late. I did judo for 17 years, and then I just did like around 2 or 3 years without any combat sports, and then I was just starting kickboxing for fun. And the decision to do MMA was like more or less, an accident. I just accidentally, I was one day there for sparring, and there was no one else, so I joined the grapplers, and there I just recognized that grappling is a cool thing, and it's a good choice to mix it up with the striking, and that was in 2018. So it was 2018 was the year where I decided to do MMA, and I guess that was like the hard thing to mix it up, to do the transitions between the judo, and don't make the failures you do as a judoka if you're like not a grappler, and yeah, that was like the MMA career is not that far. That was what I meant.
Yeah, and it seems like you know, took to it very well, like just even in the sense of having like a pair of amateur bouts before like jumping into the pro ranks. Is that kind of a, you know, fair way to characterize it? Like, did you think you really had that certain aptitude for it, where after a couple amateur fights, it's like, okay, I feel like I'm ready to transition into the pro ranks now?
In this case, I'm really trustful with my manager, and he was like, we know each other since I am in the gym, and if he said, we can do the first pro fight, I was okay with it, because I thought, okay, he's a really experienced MMA manager and has a big knowledge, and that was where I had the trust in him. Actually, like before the first amateur fight, I for myself, I just thought, okay, I just want to fight and to try it out, and I never had the mind to really start an MMA career with pro fights. But it just turned out like it, and I'm really happy that it turned out.
Yeah, for sure. And it sounds like a cool like support framework you have around you. Like it seems like on all levels you've had like a team around you that's really been there from the beginning. Like how important is that? And also, I guess, how gratifying is it to, you know, be, you know, succeeding the way you are and to kind of have that like core, you know, tight group around you?
Yeah, I think that's really important to have those guys around you, because like when in my case, when I came into the sport, I was like, I didn't have an idea about the sport. I never watched MMA before, and I was like, yeah, just getting inside, and without all the training partners and Nils as a manager, it wouldn't have happened. So yeah, that's a really important thing.
Yeah, and to the point of sparring, I was seeing recently that you had a post regarding some technical sparring you were getting up to and had some new equipment to optimize what you were doing. I guess kind of, you know, speaking within that, like who are some of the, I guess, main people you'd say you get in that technical sparring work with?
Yeah, it depends. We have some, like, if say lighter people in the competition group, which are really good for me to spar with. But also, like, for example, for this preparation, I work with Daniel Weichel. I guess you know him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really helpful for me because he's so experienced and has so many skills, and I can learn so much from him, and he can just challenge me, and yeah, I know that it's a good preparation, and I can trust in the process.
Yeah, I would feel like someone like that would be such a, you know, wealth of knowledge. And I mean, I know you were talking about how it kind of depends in terms of like who the sparring partners might be. I guess I'm curious because certain fighters I talk to will kind of like, I guess, curate their sparring partners to kind of, I guess, have similar body types or even similar, I guess, stylistic attributes to their upcoming opponent. Is that something you generally do if you can? Like, do you try to find like certain similar body types or even stylistic attributes with your sparring partners to kind of, you know, replicate that when you get in there with the opponent?
Actually, we don't have any competition women in our gym yet, so I have to train with the men. But it's also I'm fine with it. So they are all at least a little bit taller and weigh more than me, so they're a little bit more strengthful. So I guess that's not bad for me because I always have to work hard and try anything out, and in the preparation just try to do the style of my opponent so that I can try things out, and they are just try to adapt, and it's working well.
Yeah, and I guess just speaking to, you know, certain aspects of your game that have, you know, really seemed to have developed, just interesting that you talked about how relatively not even that long ago you didn't even know much about MMA, like it wasn't really on the radar, and coming from a judo background, but it seems like you've really developed like a pretty comprehensive stand-up game that seems to, I guess, incrementally improve between each fight. Can you, I guess, speak to how satisfying that must be? Like, obviously you're coming into MMA with like a very strong grappling background, and I mean there's certain amendments with that to bring it into MMA, but just like really like building up that, you know, striking acumen. Can you speak to, you know, that kind of journey, because it seems like you've really developed that part of your game?
Yes, it was like in the beginning I felt that I'm not able to, like I could do hard punches, but I really that it's difficult to just to get the movements and like continue moving and do like the steps together, And I would say that I'm a hard worker when it comes to training. So I'm training every day as good and as hard as I can. And we have a really good striking coach also. I just was trying to get it better, to improve, and especially to just get the transitions between striking and grappling. And like I am a good wrestler, and I'm also now a good striker. But I think it's really important to get the two disciplines together, so to get the entrances to the wrestling and this stuff. And with their things I was working on. And it's nice to see that it's getting better fight by fight. And this is exactly what I want to. So I'm like my main goal is like to develop and improve my entire game. And that's what I hope what's coming in the next fight again.
Yeah, and I guess kind of within that conversation about the next fight, like from what we're, talking about now, I can kind of glean that you're someone who's like very analytical and I guess fight IQ minded with, their approach. I guess I'm wondering how much of that, extends to, doing specific tape study on your opponent, just with this one being someone who's like number 11 in the pound for pound rankings among Brazilian women. Like, is this someone that you're, I guess, doing a level of tape study for? Is like a certain level of tape study, a big part of your camp, or are you more of a fighter that kind of focuses on, I guess, their individual game and kind of imposing that in the fight?
My manager and I, we do did analyze her and watch her fight, and just watch out what she's doing normally. I more try to focus on myself, so just working out my strengths and getting into the game. So I would say that the focus is more on like my own game.
Yeah, and that's definitely fair. I can understand that, but just curious what you might have seen from, their game in terms of, what they do well in terms of like the X's and O's of, being out there and competing. Like, what would you say some of their, more noticeable skills are? Like, what do you think their big attributes are in terms of their skill set, you'd say?
I would say that she's like a more or less an all-rounder. She has skills on every level, and I just have to to be focused and concentrated in the fight. So she will be I guess more or less aggressive one coming into the fight, not going back, more going into the front and coming to me. And she's also a solid grappler, so that's what I think about her.
Yeah, just would also seem like a good opponent with like the momentum you have, like just talking earlier about the run of success you've had with Octagon and this opponent also having back-to-back wins under that banner, but also previously that UFC experience and an SFT veteran. So, I mean, I would think this would be a great opponent to not only, I guess, test your skills against, but also to, I guess, keep raising your, cachet in the sport for, lack of a better way to say it. Like, do you think that serves that master? Like, I mean, this would strike me as, a compelling test for you as a martial artist, just in the sense of being able to, showcase your skills and what you've been working on. Is that kind of a, fair way to characterize that?
Yes, I guess it's a really good opponent for me. So it's a challenge. It's a different kind of style compared to the other ones. And it's exactly where I can just try to show my skills and show what I learned from the time between the last fight and the fight now. I'm really excited for this one.
Yeah, and I think that's a shared sentiment among people that follow Octagon. Definitely a fight I'm excited for, but just thought to ask because, certain times I'll have fighters on and I'm kind of curious as to like, what they might get up to outside of fighting because it's such like an intensive sport, like physically and mentally, etc. So I'm kind of curious like what fighters do to kind of like decompress or kind of not detach themselves from it per se, but just to have like some sort of hobby or other outside outlet. Like, what do you find yourself, I guess, getting up to when you're not preparing for a fight or specifically like in the gym working on things?
I don't have so much time around, free time, because I'm also working on part time and have a mini job in the gym. So there's not so much time left with the training, but I'm fine with it. So in my free time, I just like to go a little bit outside, walk around, hang out with the family, and just calm down.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely understand that. Definitely appreciate a little outdoor time and time with the family for sure. But you've been really great with your time, and I appreciate you giving such great insights ahead of a fight that I'm very much excited for. But just in being mindful of your time and schedule, I'm curious if there's any like final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping up here, Katharina.
Actually, I'm fine. I'm just want to say don't miss my fight out there. It will be a really I guess a nice one to watch. 90 on 29th April in Bratislava. So yeah, I'm ready, and I hope the community is also ready.
Yeah, it looks like a great event overall at Octagon 42, and this upcoming fight definitely one, very much adding to the depth of the card. So, just to reiterate, I appreciate you making the time to come on and talk, and just looking forward to checking out the fight for sure. But until then, you have a good rest of your day there, Katharina.
Thanks.